The Mueller report is out and is being debated and digested. For a local look at it, we are joined by Democratic Congressman Jared Huffman. Thank you for spending some time with us this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So have you had a chance to read the report or skim the report, and what is your take on it?
I have. I felt like I needed to clear the decks and spend a couple hours diving through this thing yesterday. And my take is, unsurprisingly, Special Counsel Mueller was very thorough and professional. He did the quality work that we would expect of someone like him. And what we see when we actually read it is a very different story than what the Trump administration and what this guy that is passing for attorney general these days has tried to spin the American public into believing. This is a very damning report, and it raises deeply important and troubling questions.
What did you find in there that was most troubling?
Well, I'm troubled by two aspects of it. One, with respect to the many links to Russian interference in our election, in the 2016 election. And there was a lot of evidence of senior members of the Trump campaign encouraging, soliciting, accepting this illegal assistance. It just stopped a little short of criminal conspiracy, largely for technical reasons. But that doesn't make it okay. And if all of this can happen in our country and still not be a crime, then we need some new laws. So that's one of my takeaways. The second is that the special counsel clearly teed up multiple counts of actionable obstruction of justice for Congress to consider. And it's time for Congress to do that. If we turn away just because the country is exhausted or because the politics of this are dicey, then we essentially have a criminal indictment against a president of the United States that can only be acted on by Congress. And we're choosing to look the other way. That means we're not a country of laws anymore. So I feel we've got a responsibility to take action on this.
So for those of us that are just watching TV and we hear the Republicans say, it's all good, we've been exonerated, and then we hear the Democrats saying exactly what you're saying, that, wait a minute, there is so much more in here. We know the partisan divide is very wide, but how can there be two totally different views of what's in this report?
Yeah. This is a really important question. I'm glad you asked. This is not a partisan divide. If you look around in today's press, you have got prominent Republicans, including the spouse of Kellyanne Conway. George Conway is in an op-ed today calling for Trump's impeachment. You've got Bill Kristol. You've got George Will. You've got a bunch of folks that care about institutions, are deeply conservative, have nothing to do with my politics as a Democrat. And I think what it comes down to is, do you care about our democratic institutions and the rule of law or not? If you care about it, you have to want accountability here. And what you've really got, the folks that are spinning this the other way and calling it exoneration, aren't so much Republicans as they are arms of the Trump political team.
And we've got, as I see it, two different paths we've got to go down. We have to figure out exactly, you know, what took place with Trump and the people surrounding Trump. But at the root of this is Russia. And I think another huge area of this, we have to look at Russia and their alleged interference, potential interference in this. And how do we address that and solve that problem, which created it in the first place?
I totally agree, and we can't lose the plot, as they say. Mm-hmm. That was why we started this investigation. That's how we got here. And the danger is that the Trump team, because they view it as embarrassing or potentially some kind of legal jeopardy, they have not wanted the full story of what happened with Russia to be told. They've trivialized it. They've obstructed justice to interfere with this investigation. So we have to address the accountability that they face for that, but we've also kind of got to get back to the main plot, which is a foreign adversary engaged in this sweeping scheme to interfere with and distort our election and to throw the election to their preferred candidate. We got to make sure that never happens again.
So where do we go from here? What's next?
Well, Congress obviously has a job to do, and we're about to find out if we have the stomach for it. or whether because it makes some moderate Democrats uncomfortable. Believe me, the politics of what has been teed up for Congress makes some of my colleagues squirm. And we're about to find out whether Congress is going to choose to do its job under the Constitution or find a way to avoid that. Beyond that, we have criminal indictments that have gone out against these foreign actors that interfered in our election. The legal system is still running its course with respect to Roger Stone and a couple of other open matters. We've got to make sure that that continues. And I think we've got to be much, much more vigilant in protecting the integrity of our elections going into 2020.
It'll be very interesting to watch. What seemed like it might have been the end of the road is now more like just the on-ramp to the freeway. Thank you for spending some time with us this morning, Congressman Huffman. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.